and mistake it for developing understanding?
So, if you were meditating to get calm, but only as if it was some form of exercise, like it was, if that was the thing you did to make you feel better, like Tai Chi or yoga, but you felt it made you calm, that's not, is it, wrong view, like you're doing meditation to get to enlightenment. So meditation to be calmer, just for that.
Just for calm, like just for food,
yes.
Or just for smell, just for, or just for visible objects, or something more hidden, hoping, wishing.
If that's there, that would be wrong view. Mm-hmm. But if in the process of meditating...
What do you mean, the process of meditating?
Well, in the course of.
In the course of.
And what is the object of meditation?
To...
The object.
Calm the mind. In this instance, like exercise, no, just to calm the mind. Not to get enlightenment, but if... whilst doing that activity,
the reason for
just like any
it.
Other one,
for
whatever reason, doesn't matter. It's doing that meditating,
no,
that in fact the person was present, yeah, and did so with understanding. Yeah. They could equally be walking, they could equally be sitting in a discussion room. On this particular occasion, they happen to be meditating. Then, if they are sitting meditating with a view to getting enlightenment, that's wrong view. But if whilst meditating,
but for what reason would they?
Well, it doesn't matter. Why do I walk? I walk to get from place A to place B.
So why are you sitting meditating?
But if when I walk I do that with an active mind and very present and know that I'm walking, not doing some other activity.
Can understanding understand reality right now? When it's understanding, it can understand anything. Right? Because it's the understanding. So it can understand anything. So, no matter walking, sitting, standing, okay. So it comes to now, right now. If there's no right understanding of reality right now, it's hopeless.
It doesn't matter what the activity is, but without that understanding.
It depends on awareness and right understanding.
So you walk with awareness?
Not intentionally. Because even while one is walking, it doesn't mean that there can be awareness at will at all. Or even now, there can be awareness by conditions, who knows. Because awareness is anatta, uncontrollable.
But would it be wrong, like some people regularly do yoga, because it makes their body healthy, they think it makes their body healthy and it makes them
like
feel...
Eating.
So... would it be wrong to regularly do samatha meditation to help yourself be calm?
I think that before one can say it's samatha meditation, there should be the understanding of moment which is calm. Otherwise, how can one know whether it's samatha meditation or not?
Okay.
It seems like samatha, but it's not samatha.
I feel like I'm
when
wiggling.
When there's no right understanding, can one say that one is developing samatha? Because samatha is kusala moment, when there's no lobha, dosa, moha. If there's no awareness of reality right then as calm, can calm develop? It's like satipatthana. Without the understanding of moment with awareness, can awareness develop? Because it's the awareness and panya which develop. No one develops at all. When we talk about satipatthana, it means the development of sati and panya. So it's not anyone who is developing sati and panya. But sati and panya develop by understanding reality right then.
One
might try to have other way to have right understanding of reality right now, but it's impossible because Buddha said that there's only one way. Because now, reality is reality, depending on understanding of that particular reality as Dhamma, not self.
Really, formal meditation hasn't got anything much to do with Buddhism.
Is there any formal meditation in order to understand reality right now? The question is understanding reality right now. Not just do something without understanding reality right now. So avijja moves one on and on to other moment. No understanding of the conditioned reality right now, because it shows up one's accumulation very clearly, because we never know what would be the next reality or the next moment. But whenever it arises, one can understand accumulation and conditions. And this is where to get less clinging to the idea of self by understanding accumulation and conditions.
What about the idea, as Christine was trying to say, without that thought about the result in the future, for some reason just doing it?
But no understanding at the present moment of a reality.
I feel calmer when if I come home from a day at the hospital where it's been very upsetting, and if I sit and just watch the breath, I feel calmer.
Or attachment? Without panya, avijja cannot tell. Only panya can see the difference. One can say that when there is no panya, it cannot be calm. Because at that moment, there is avijja, moha, not right understanding. It has to be right understanding, which knows moment of kusala. When it's calm, it has to be kusala moment.
So in those times when there is sitting and feeling calm, and you say that it's probably just lopa for the quietness and
without
the peacefulness.
Without understanding, it has to be lopa.
There could be a moment of real calm, which is gusala, but you wouldn't know, would
so
you, until there's understanding.
So it's not the development of calmness, it's only a moment which is conditioned by accumulation,
yes.
Like everyday gusala.
So it wouldn't be really a wholesome practice.
There is no understanding. One cannot say that it's the samma tiddhi or samma samadhi or samma sankappa when there is no understanding accompanying. So.
But understanding of which level? Is it theoretical understanding or practical understanding?
That's why there should be the understanding of the characteristic of sati. We talk about sati, but we think of samadhi or take samadhi for sati. So people use the term satipatthana, but actually it's not sati. It's the mitcha samadhi. Because one can see the characteristic of samadhi, but one not know the characteristic of sati at all.
So Ajahn, for the development of satipatthana, it is crucial that one knows the difference between the characteristic of sati and not sati, or right sati and wrong sati. When the sati is the level of satipatthana. So is it the same way with developing of samatha? It is crucial to know the difference between kusala and akusala. Because if you do really know, which I think I have once experienced, it is totally different from sitting or anything. That moment of kusala is really indeed refreshing.
The purpose of those who develop calmness must be seeing the danger of akusala, so they know what kusala moment at that time is, and they know how kusala can arise by vitakka vichara of what kind of object that condition calmness. It doesn't mean that one doesn't know the moment of akusala and one just want to have calmness, see? The hiri otapa of akusala is there, so they develop calmness. But when there is no hiri otapa of akusala, just want to be calm. It is desire or craving for calm.
So does the characteristic of hiri otapa show?
Now? we discuss the Dhamma, where is the Hiri and Ottapa, each moment. See, it does mean that there can be understanding of Hiri and Ottapa, but is there?
But it seems that when we're referring to development of Samatha, Hiri and Ottapa is more prominent because we see the danger of Akusala.
If one does not see the danger of Akusala in a day, does one develop calmness instead? So there must be Hiri Ottapa, understanding moments of Akusala. And as much as they can know is to develop calmness when they don't hear the teachings about Satipatthana.
When you say feel better or feels calmer, do you mean just less dosa at that time? Less upset?
Less upset, less anxiety.
Okay, so less upset, less anxiety, less dosa doesn't mean more kusala. Or doesn't mean more calm, because when there's attachment, there's no anxiety or upset or disturbance.
And what about the clinging to feeling?
In the first place, to feel better. So even doing sitting meditation, acknowledging that it isn't a step towards enlightenment at all, it is still really perhaps a waste of time if you were thinking of anything.
It's a waste of time when there is no understanding of reality.
And even more waste of time when we take the wrong path?
Yes. That is equally true of any other activity, yoga or anything like that.
Anything which there is no understanding.
Yes.
Is akusala.
So the music too. Playing music, playing the piano.
Just pick on meditation.
Playing the piano too.
And clinging to feeling then.
Oh yes.
But meditation, when one's doing meditation, it's usually with the thought that somehow that's beneficial to some form of mental or spiritual life.
So only panya can eliminate clinging. Other realities cannot do anything to clinging at all.
Slow process. So slow.
So it's the same like playing the piano or the flute. We waste our time actually, but we have accumulations to do so.
Not at the moment of awareness.
The moment of awareness whilst playing the piano, there's no waste of time.
Uh-huh.
The same with doing yoga or any other thing. When there's awareness, it's not a waste of time at all. So no need to think of the activity or the piano. It's
how would one do meditation with awareness so it wasn't a waste of time? Because isn't that what you're doing in meditation? You're sitting there trying to be aware?
I think it's the awareness I was struggling with the other day. It's not the awareness that we're talking about here.
But if doing yoga with awareness isn't a waste of time, how would one do meditation with awareness?
If there is a moment of awareness while one is doing yoga, then that moment is not a waste of time.
Then the moment is not a waste of time.
That's right.
Eating food, doing yoga, swimming, if there's a moment of satipatthana, whenever there is doing any of it, that's not a waste of time. The rest is.
The million is.
The million is, the one isn't.
Okay.
What about brushing one's teeth?
What about akusala? Akusala. No kusala.
Brushing your teeth.
Why not?
When awareness arises, it's kusala. With understanding. Because even brushing one's teeth is Dhamma. Any moment with understanding Dhamma is the moment of understanding reality as not self.
I think, Ajahn, the problem with a lot of people is that they don't like the idea that it arises so rarely. And connected with this idea is that it's going to take forever. There won't be results, visible results in this lifetime. And so it's sort of like you want to hear something else.
And what is underlying?
Attachment to self.
Yes.
How can that be dissolved or eradicated? Is there anywhere or nowhere at all?
Can we say that there is a way, but the only one way, and we should not be tempted by the wrong way.
And very, very slow way, but it's very effective because it's the understanding which can understand this moment.